Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Who are we to judge a wrestler for coughing up some serious dollar to get their hands on the mansion of their dreams after a long, hard graft to the top of the industry? Spending their dough on a ridiculous amount of soft drink merchandise, though? Yeah, that seems a little bit odd. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are the 10 strangest things wrestlers ever bought. Number 10, Rey Mysterio's swords. With an illustrious career spanning 3 successful decades, Rey Mysterio has no doubt earned himself a pretty penny since first catching fire in the mid-90s, though he's clearly fond of spending some of that hard-earned cash on his vast array of eye-catching masks and in-ring attires, along with his fair share of Gucci get-ups outside of the squared circle. The master of the 619 has also been known to splash out on some more unorthodox items. As it turns out, the former world heavyweight champion actually owns a rather impressive collection of swords. Displaying the weapons on an episode of Superstar Toys in 2012, Mysterio showed off a crazy blade he had shipped over from Japan, alongside a few other notable additions in his possession. The star even owns a prop sword used on the Scorpion King movie, and is still waiting on the Rock himself to come and sign the remarkably sharp weapon. Come on, Dwayne, that's the people's sword, go and sign it. Number 9, Kofi Kingston's helmets. It definitely pays to hold down a job in the land of WWE for 15 plus years. And Kofi Kingston has used the funds stored up over the course of his storied run in the company to put together a rather startling set of headwear. Now, we're not talking about a collection of designer snapbacks or other typical head fashion items here. Instead, the former WWE champion has put a lot of time and effort into cultivating a helmet ensemble that he refers to as his pride and joy. Of the many brilliant inclusions in Kingston's army of helmets, some of the most notable are a Batman cowl, the Rocketeer's headwear, Thor's helmet, Darth Vader's face cover, Iron Man's metal mask, Magneto's hard hat, a signed Tom Brady football helmet, and a goat's horned armored number from Afghanistan. Kingston also possesses a sword collection Rey Mysterio would be proud of, boasting Captain Jack Sparrow's blade among many others. But it's his balmy bonnet collection that really has to be seen to be believed. Number 8, Matt Hardy's sculpture of his own head. Though Matt Hardy didn't technically buy himself this truly bizarre gift, the fact it is likely still in his possession somewhere in the Hardy compound is more than enough to justify its inclusion on this list. Feeling as though she needed to push the boat out and buy her husband something truly personal for his 40th birthday, Rebby Hardy apparently felt that a life-size sculpture of the wrestling veteran's head was the way to go in 2014. So she enlisted the help of the folks at Tom Spina Designs in New York, and before long a hand-sculpted plaster-style bust of the Team Extreme member was delivered to the man of the hour. As tends to be the case, more often than not, with sculptures of this nature, the finished product doesn't quite mirror the mug of the now AEW man, coming off as a rather surreal tribute more than anything. But it's the thought that counts, right? Number 7, Mick Foley's Christmas room. Who doesn't love Christmas time? Forging and then feasting on gingerbread houses, decorating Christmas trees, drinking way too much mulled wine for your own good, and then stumbling into the prior two things on the special day itself. Ah, memories. Well, one wrestler loves Christmas more than any of us. So much, in fact, that he has an entire room devoted to all things festive. After strictly saving his cash for the duration of his active in-ring career, jolly old Saint Mick Foley would go on to splash a ludicrous amount of dough on everything from snow globes to Santa suits to fill out a room built to escape the madness of real life. You cannot blame him. Though it's clear the room in question brings the WWE Hall of Famer a ridiculous amount of joy, it has got to be said that his assortment of Santa Claus figures, festive novels, and illustrations and artwork dedicated to the bearded reminder of Christmas spirit are as impressive as they are slightly eerie. However, if a star who puts his body through physical hell for our entertainment wants to kick back next to his Christmas tree after a hard day's work, who are we to judge? Number 6, Drew McIntyre's documents from the FBI. In terms of monetary value, the following items likely didn't cost all that much to obtain. However, that doesn't stop them from being an all-around peculiar purchase all the same. Long before he was claymoring the heads off of the majority of the Monday Night Raw roster, an 11-year-old Drew McIntyre found himself obsessing over conspiracy theories and various other mysterious goings-on, largely influenced by his subscription to X Factor magazine in the UK. Nope, that's definitely not a mag dedicated to the god-awful talent show. Within this publication, McIntyre stumbled upon an article about the new Freedom of Information Act, which meant he could now get access to whatever intriguing documents he so desired. So the future WWE champion sent off a letter to the FBI using the templates provided in the magazine, requesting documents from the Bureau. Much to his surprise, the mysterious documents were delivered to his address, although much of the meat of the text had been blacked out. Though that still didn't stop his father from questioning why in the hell the FBI was sending files to an 11-year-old kid. Because he was the chosen one, Father McIntyre, didn't you know? Number 5, Vince McMahon's T-Rex skull. It's fair to say that the proud WWE chairman Vince McMahon has invested his money in a variety of ludicrous things over the years, Cain Velasquez being merely the tip of the iceberg. So it may come as a bit of a surprise to hear that one of the most outlandish items in his possession wasn't actually purchased by the man behind the current WWE product. The story goes that the boss's son-in-law, Triple H, was so taken aback by a formidable fossil of a Tyrannosaurus Rex skull he spotted on set while shooting The Chaperone that the game went out of his way to gift the prehistoric predator's head to McMahon. In true Vinnie Mac fashion, the one-time Royal Rumble winner and former WWE champion acknowledged the asset on Twitter back in 2013, confessing that the skull was symbolic of his voracious appetite for life. So there you have it. There are in fact two dinosaurs currently occupying the most important office in pro wrestling. What a world we live in, folks. Number 4, Hornswoggle's Muppets Obsession. While some stars opt to scour the globe for fancy lunchboxes a la Dave Bautista, in the case of legendary little man Hornswoggle, said specific obsession came in the form of the Muppets. That is, the iconic puppets, not the band of yes men following Vince McMahon around backstage. Having been a diehard Muppite for as long as he can remember, the former cruiserweight champion has dedicated the money he stashed away during his career to building a shrine to Kermit and the gang. On top of his prized photos of working with Miss Piggy and Co. when they rolled into town as the guest hosts of Monday Night Raw, Hornswoggle has amassed a set of Muppet busts that cost just under $6,000 to assemble. He also houses enough Muppet shirts to keep him clothed for a month without wash, and possesses a number of the characters in tattoo form on his own skin. That is a passionate Muppet fan right there. Number 3, Zack Ryder's Big Boss Man figure. Those days of being told no in the toy store were long behind former WWE star Zack Ryder, now Matt Cardona, when himself and pal Kurt Hawkins decided to document their addiction to collecting action figures on YouTube. Throughout the Figure It Out series, the pair would frequently splurge on valuable collectibles, from Sting Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to more traditional but no less expensive wrestling figurines. Yet one of the most insane purchases witnessed on the show show came in the form of a rare Big Boss Man figure with artwork, which set Ryder back a stonking $5,500 in total. For reference, Hawkins spent $153.30 on a total of 6 items during the same episode, showing just how far Ryder was willing to go to get his hands on this particular boss man. Number 2, Jerry Lawler's assortment of Coca-Cola merchandise. Ever found yourself drinking a can of Coca-Cola and thinking, man, I wish I had a telephone with this unmistakable logo on it? If the answer is somehow yes, then you'd likely have plenty to talk about with WWE Hall of Famer Jerry Lawler. Boasting a whopping 4 garages at home, Lawler had plenty of space to fill with various memorabilia he'd amassed over the years after working inside and outside of the squared circle. Yet while storing a monstrous collection of Superman and other comic-related artifacts is a hobby no doubt shared with many a minted wrestler, putting together the most extensive homage to a soft drink you've ever seen feels like an obsession unique to the King and the King alone. Ranging from the admittedly impressive, such as an old Coca-Cola machine, to the straight-up gross, including ancient bottles of cola containing liquid capable of putting even the most passionate fans of the product off it for good. Lawler's tribute to the legendary soda is nothing if not diverse. Number 1, Baron Corbin's Human Skulls Collection. Anyone who has taken a quick look at Big Bad Baron Corbin's Instagram will know that the one-time Mr. Money in the Bank is incredibly fond of spending his sizable income on monstrous steaks and expensive Rolex watches. However, away from high-end meats and lavish wrist accessories, the much-derided current king of WWE has another slightly more worrying passion that he chooses to commit his cash to. As revealed during the WWE Breaking Ground series, the star is an avid collector of creepy oddities, currently housing human skulls, medieval medical tools, and even a piece of human brain in his current stockpile of things. His obsession with this morbid hobby was born out of fear initially, but as Corbin continued to explore the world of bones and bodies of the past, his fascination in mortality began to grow. Taking his infatuation with this bizarre fixation up a few notches as time has gone by, Corbin now even boasts a detailed tattoo of a shrunken head on his knee. Some people like searching the globe for lunchboxes, others prefer to dig for legit human bones for their pleasure.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.